Other Side of Midnight presents Commendation.
I must first give a sincere commendation to Ryan Alonzo, known in the local community as the Skip Man. He is a Filipino who has broken the Guinness World Record for most double under skips. This is incredible. He had over 20,000 double under skips. This is tremendous. He set a new record. He's the nephew of a vice presidential candidate in the Philippines. The old world record was 20,000. So he was over 20,000. How much over, you might ask? 40,980 skips on a jump rope. Double under skips. This is amazing. 40,000 jumps or skips in 12 hours. This is extraordinary. This kid is superhuman. So congratulations, Ryan Alonzo, not only on your Guinness World Record, but on your commendation. I have to give a commendation to my friend Mike Porcelli. Mike Porcelli, you've heard him on this show before. He's called in. He's helped us out from time to time. He's been an expert guest in terms of cars. When my sister-in-law was stranded with a flat tire out in Long Island, he drove all the way out there. He is by far the most knowledgeable car person I've ever met. He is by far the most skilled mechanic that I've ever met. And as of now, he has every possible mechanic certification that you can have. I believe that's 42. I stand to be corrected if that's an inaccurate number, but I believe it's 42. In fact, I don't think it's 42 because 42 is my number for everything because of the book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That's the ultimate answer to life, the universe, and everything. So it might not be 42, but for some reason, 42 is in my head as if I was Arthur Dent. So the point is, Mike Porcelli now has every single possible auto mechanical certification that you can have. And I don't know that you'll ever see somebody do that again because some of those certifications have been discontinued. They're no longer offering them. So he can fix, certified as such, every possible thing that you can imagine. I want to commend journalists Maria Ressa and Dmitry Muratov. They are the recipients of the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize. Oh, yes. They won the Nobel Peace Prize on Friday for their fight to defend free expression in the Philippines and Russia. Ressa is the co-founder of the investigative digital media company Rappler, which has focused on the brutal war on drugs waged by Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. And Muratov is a co-founder and the editor-in-chief of Novaya Gazeta, an independent newspaper holding power to account in Vladimir Putin's Russia. So the Nobel Committee said it recognized the pair for their efforts to safeguard freedom of expression, which is a precondition for democracy and lasting speech and lasting peace. I would certainly agree with that. The more free expression we have, the better off we all are, as far as I am concerned. I want to commend Dawn Dorland. I don't know if you've been following this story in the Times. And in fact, we might have to do a whole segment just on this story because this is wild. It is a wild story. And if you haven't heard about it, basically, there's a situation where a person, Dawn Dorland, gave up their kidney to a stranger. A stranger. Because she knew that there was a problem with having enough kidneys. It was not as if her friend or her cousin or her sibling needed a kidney and she donated one. This aspiring writer named Dawn Dorland gave a non-directed donation of her kidney. And I have friends and family that have given kidneys, and I find that impressive. But to give it to nobody in particular, I find that superhuman. So she gave this not to a particular recipient, but to the person surgeons decided needed it most. Then she became upset when a more established writer named Sonia Larson used details from the event in a published short story. So amidst all the online back and forth over this, the thing that seems to have gotten lost in this story is that what Dorland did, giving a kidney to a stranger in need, is one of the most purely altruistic acts anyone can do. More than 100,000 people who are on a kidney wait list will likely die within the next 5 years if they don't receive an organ. That's even with dialysis. If they get a donation, they gain a decade of additional life on average with very little risk to the donor. It makes it a nearly unmatched act of effective altruism. So all this talk of who stole whose story, we're missing the fact that this person did something pretty remarkable here. And I think she deserves some credit and certainly a commendation for that. Well, the bad news is that I did not get an invite Saturday to the Fury Wilder pay-per-view matchup. I was really hoping somebody would come through. And then I was hoping I'd be inundated with people saying, Frank, can we come over and you order the fight? Neither of those things happened. And in fact, by the time my wife and I got home after dinner, following the Sopranos movie and going back to my dad's house for cigars, we were both pretty tired, so she persuaded me to go to bed, and I don't think I could have stayed up to the main event anyway. But if you didn't see the fight, which I did not, here's what you missed. Tyson Fury beat Deontay Wilder with an 11th round TKO in what's being described as a classic fight that included five knockdowns in the third fight between these two gladiators. Fury went down twice. Wilder went down three times, getting floored the last time with a powerful right hand. And that's when the referee promptly waved off the fight. So this is pretty exciting. So with this victory, Fury remains the WBC heavyweight world title champion and the heavyweight lineal champion. So now what we're going to see is a rematch between the Anthony Joshua fight and Usyk. And then whoever wins that fight needs to fight Tyson Fury. And then once and for all, we will finally, once again, have one heavyweight champion of the world in boxing, which we have not had for many, many years. Remember when we talk about guys like Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, Evander Holyfield, George Foreman, Riddick Bowe, even Buster Douglas for a time. These guys were all the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. Now you have different divisions recognizing Tyson Fury and different divisions recognizing Usyk. So it's going to be interesting to see if that title unification bout comes to fruition. I'll tell you what, when that does come to fruition, that fight, I'm ordering it. No matter what it costs, no matter if I'm watching the fight by myself. I want to commend, and I don't want to repeat everything that I said in the first hour, but I want to once again, especially since today is Columbus Day, and we're going to be talking about Columbus with Martin Fone coming up in about 15 minutes, I want to once again commend Christopher Columbus. The accomplishments and the level of change to the world that Christopher Columbus brought about is unlike almost anyone else in the history of humankind. He discovered a viable sailing route to the Americas. He was somebody that opened the door to colonization of the Americas. He led the first European expedition of the Americas, and his settlement in Hispaniola provided Spain incredible strategic advantage for their expansion into the New World. The fact that he made European colonization possible, if he did nothing else, that would be worthy of having a day. He had a major impact on the history of mankind. How many people can say that? And his whole Columbian exchange, which I described earlier, caused a huge increase in the population of the old world. Also, he was a political figure as well, served as the governor of Hispaniola. Now, his rule was pretty controversial, but it is interesting. He's regarded as a major figure in the history of the world, and with good reason. I want to commend Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Now, I happen to be fond of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and Halloween is coming up, so there was a survey on the website candystore.com, and they've been delivering and distributing bulk orders of candy across the country since 2007. But aside from the survey, they used their sales data since 2007 to determine which candy is the most popular in the United States. The winner, far and away, Reese's Cups. Who's number two? This surprised me, actually. Skittles. Number three, M&M's. Number four, Starburst. Number five, Marlena Shivo's favorite, Hot Tamales. I want to give a commendation to McDonald's. Yes, that's right. If you listen to me, you know I don't patronize McDonald's. Not a big fan of McDonald's. But this week, McDonald's is making school day mornings a little brighter for educators and showing their appreciation with a free breakfast meal. That's right. Any educator, any teacher, any principal, any assistant principal, they will get to enjoy a thank you breakfast courtesy of McDonald's. It comes with an entree breakfast sandwich, either an Egg McMuffin or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit or something, hash browns, and hot coffee or an iced coffee. This is great. As far as I'm concerned, teachers do not get enough credit in this country. They have an incredibly hard job. They have to deal with students that don't appreciate them. They have to deal with parents that don't appreciate them. And too often, they have to deal with administrators that don't appreciate them. So they have it from all sides. And I know a lot of people think teachers have a pretty sweet deal because they get summers off. They deserve that and a whole lot more. I'm thrilled they're getting a free breakfast courtesy of McDonald's. McDonald's, I do commend you. I also want to reiterate my congratulations and give a formal commendation to our new associate producer, Molly Fichter, who has been an instrumental part of this show's growth and has done just such extraordinary things in a short amount of time. And I have no doubt that with her new role, she's going to help make this show a lot better. So for those of you that don't like the show, hopefully Molly can turn it into something listenable for you. And I want to finally commend Blue Origin. Blue Origin in allowing William Shatner to go to space this week is doing something pretty extraordinary. Now, it was initially scheduled for Tuesday. It's been pushed back a little bit to Wednesday. We're going to have all sorts of coverage of this. I think a lot of the criticism of Blue Origin, I think a lot of it is sour grapes. Some of it is probably warranted. But I think sending a 90-year-old William Shatner into space is the perfect coda to his career and to his life. And for the better part of the last century, William Shatner has been the coolest man on the planet. As of Wednesday, he will be the coolest man in the Milky Way galaxy, because this is extraordinary, and kudos to Blue Origin for allowing Shatner to have this opportunity and for allowing so many of Shatner's fans like me to share in this opportunity. So thank you, Blue Origin. I do commend you. And then finally, I want to give a sincere commendation to Joe Nolan. We all had dinner with Joe Nolan on Friday, everybody except Juliet Huddy, but we had my wife and I, Deb Valentine and her husband, Molly Fichter and her boyfriend, and Matt Sapienza and his predecessor, Christian Arnold. We all had dinner on Friday. Joe Nolan picked up the tab for all 10 of us. He said it was being reimbursed by his employer, Total Traffic. I have my doubts about that. I think he was just saying that so we wouldn't give him a hard time about paying for everybody. And then, even though he had to be up at 6 a.m. the next day to do the Rutgers football game, had us all over to his house for dessert right after dinner, where he was just a delightful, delightful host. So, very, very memorable evening, which I will comment on a little bit later, if time permits.